Okay.
It also may have the address of 2345 Highway 265. It is commercial as well as residential.
Okay.
Does it look like it?
That is it, correct.
We are, just so you know, that we are being recorded and we are live over the internet through the Tane County website.
Okay.
Just so you know that. And let's see, we're going to pull up his application. You purchased it for $300,000?
Yes, sir.
April
27th of 2015.
Oh, 2015?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
Was it a distressed sale or was it a...
It was, the property was hit by the tornado 3 years ago, and it has not been completed. It was built partially, mostly back, I guess you would say. It has been on the market. It did not sell. I was in partners with Dwayne Smith, who was the previous owner. He has stage 4 renal cell carcinoma, which is kidney cancer. And it was just beneficial to him to get this stress away from him. So is it a distress sale? Yes and no. It did not bring $300,000 on the open market. Candace Davis Realty, had it on the market. I do have a letter from her stating that it probably would only bring around $300,000.
What about completion? Is it going to be?
You said Candace had one.
Had the property listed
for how much?
$300,000. I'm sorry, sir.
The partial completion is what you said. I was just wondering how much.
The third floor still needs carpet, paint, and it needs more trim work done in it. He got to that point. His house in Kansas, 6 weeks after the tornado, his house in Kansas City caught fire and burned. And then he had a stroke and then was diagnosed with cancer. So that's kind of the reason it was not 100% completed.
What have we got? We got the increase on the 547. Is that what you got, Chuck?
Again, the appraisers put it back up to value, it felt like, in 14. And then it got the increase as well.
But how much of an increase?
Probably got the 10%, I imagine, because it's they had reassessed it and everything.
Well, he said it was partial commercial business. Is that what you're doing the 10% for?
Well, yeah, I wasn't thinking about the commercial side of it. It's mostly, we've got it mostly on as residential.
It is mostly residential.
But we do have some, as it shows there, as commercial as well.
If you've got a partial completion on the thing, well, usually we take and figure a percentage off for that, the incomplete part of it. Did you think your boys did that, Chuck?
No, sir.
I think they put it on as
100%.
Well, the incompletion, it's on the inside, so they may not have seen it on the outside.
No, they wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Only from talking to Mr. Smith back then did we have any idea.
What do you do on it? I know what we did on basements. We figured percentages on it, but what do you do on, like, percentages on incompletion?
Oh, it's hard to say. It's just hard to say how much of it is incompleted. It could be 5%. It could be 20%.
Yeah.
You just have to look at it.
Yeah.
In
the cost system, they'd have a different number, which was a different value. So, but you just have to kind of...
Have you got a number for us other than what you've got once you know it's incomplete?
No. Of course, I wasn't aware of the $300,000 situation, so that's a whole other subject. So, I mean, we could come up with that, but I don't know if that'd apply here with the sale and everything.
About how much do you say, how much percent you think is completed?
The lower level of the structure is complete. I believe it's about 15,000 square feet total. The second floor is probably 80% complete, and then the third floor is probably 75% complete. So
only about 5%?
No, it's about 75% complete. There's still some sheetrock work to be done, quite a bit of trim work to be done, and then, you know, flooring and paint. So, and the top floor is 5,800 square feet.
I think you're assessed too high, but I don't know how to break it down. I have no idea how to break it down on partial completion. I know how we did the basements on the other houses where they had incomplete basements, but they'd have like water, or they'd have washer and dryer, and then maybe even the furnace and stuff sit down there. But I don't know how to figure this at all. I think it's too high, but I don't know.
Well, if you figure third level about 75%, second level about 80%, basement is finished.
Well, or the
basement
lower level. It's a three-story structure.
It's not worth as much as the first or second level.
Yeah.
Just because it's a basement.
Right.
Gerald, he's saying that if they're in the basement, there's the main level that's 100% and then two levels above it, right?
Correct, yes, sir.
There's not a basement under it. It's just the main living area is 100%, and then the next two floors.
Oh, it's not a basement?
No, sir. No, it's a three-story structure.
So the first level is 100%.
First level is 100%. And the first level is larger than the rest of it. And I can't tell you, it may be, you know, 500 square feet more than the upper two floors.
Well, with the incompletion part of it, I'm just going to do just a flat guess of about $400,000 on the thing. I know you could give it $300,000. You said that if
what is 547?
Yeah, that's it's 547.
What is, if it was 80%, how much would that be?
80%? I don't know. We got a calculator there. Let's figure that up.
$438,92.
Gerald, I was figuring in his sale price that stayed at $300,000 also is the reason I was going at $400,000. I didn't know whether there was some factor if we could use on that. I know where you're going with the 80%. That's completion. But I was considering the $300,000 that he had in on buying the property, and you could almost call it a distress sale, but I mean, really, it didn't go through repossession or anything like that. So that's how I come up with that.
But what? Say again. What did you come up with?
$400,000. That's $37,000 less than the 80% completion.
Well, you figured that the first level is 100%. So that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I'm using your 80% on the other deal, and then giving him $37,000 worth of off the three. I mean, because he bought it at $300,000. So, well, I'm going to make that into a motion that we set your appraised value at $400,000.
And out of curiosity, where I paid $300 for it, why assess it at $400? because it'd be set at market value, which 300 is what, I mean, it sat on the market for some time, and it was not purchased at 300,000 till I finally purchased it.
How long was it on the market?
Candy had it for, I think, around a year.
That, you got two or three things that you have to look at there. One, you said you were a partner. The other thing is the reason it didn't sell is because it was incomplete, and we're taking 80% of the value of what they had on here.
Okay.
We're taking 80% of that, and we're giving you $37,000 worth just because you give less money for it.
Okay.
That's the reason we're doing it this way.
Okay. I just was trying to follow where
right.
you were going.
We're talking about being 80% complete.
Right.
And so we deducted that 80% into there. Then we're giving you another $37,000 just because you give $300,000 for it. And we can't consider, there's several things to consider there on the his condition and
right.
you're being a partner about it for that.
Okay.
That's pretty good rationale.
Well, thank you.
I'm proud of you.
So we have a motion.
Yeah, I've got a motion set at $400,000.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Okay.
Sir,
thank
you've
you.
Been, it's been set at $400,000.
Okay.
And you'll be getting a letter from the clerk.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I do apologize about being late.
No, that's fine. Is there a breakdown on that, Chuck? They break it down land versus building?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank okay. you.
Thank you.
Old teleconference for LaDonna.
You know LaDonna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Character.
Do you know her place? Have you been to her place?
No. You okay. know Orville, don't you? Or do Orville Barton? Orville Barton, the radio man. He was a commissioner here for...
Yes. I knew of him. I didn't know.
Yeah.
She talks like it. I've heard her. She's a Facebook friend because I went to school with her.
Oh, yeah?
And
where does she work? Does
she work? She used to work
she's
in a motel.
She's retired now, I think
yeah.
she told me, maybe.
But... evidently, it's in a
godforsaken.
She's a character. You can't even describe that as being a character, I guess, if you wanted to.
That doesn't cover it.
Didn't cover it.
Yeah, the road seems like it washes out all the time around their house.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where it's at. I was looking here trying to figure out where.
I'm glad. You said we're not broadcasting out, didn't you?
We are now broadcasting out.
That's all right. We're just talking. I'd say she's a character up to her face, so it don't make any difference.
She is a good gal.
Yeah.
She is.
Okay, I'm going to... So we need to call her?
Yeah, it says teleconference.
Right. Here's 125 we're on.
We are on 125. Is this LaDonna? Hello, is this LaDonna?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm with the Board of Equalization.
Uh-huh.
Is this LaDonna Taylor?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're here with board members all present. We have the county assessor here. And we're here to talk about your assessment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and we are broadcasting live over the internet, and we are being recorded for your information.
Okay.
We have you down. Let's see. We've got your request here, your application, and we're showing your assessment at $54,868.
Yeah.
And you're, what are you requesting?
I don't know if I will just explain it to you. I mean, because I really truly don't have any idea, but I know that it's a two-story house. Basically, it was supposed to be 3,700 square foot, but I've been alone out here for almost 10 years, and it was never finished. So I live downstairs, and it's about 1,600 square foot. It's not totally finished either, but it's livable. But so I sent pictures of the upstairs. You can stand upstairs and see outside. It doesn't even have, it's not even totally covered. We built it about 33 years ago, I guess, and I called it my Penny Power house because we built it out of all used stuff that we got. At that time, there was a magazine called Penny Power where you could buy used stuff. Well, now it's really used, and I can't afford to fix it, and I can't.
Okay, yeah, we're looking at the pictures now. What is the percentage you feel is unfinished?
Over half. The whole upstairs was never done. So okay. I live downstairs, and the one picture is downstairs, and it's just a big open room. It does have an enclosed bedroom and an enclosed bathroom downstairs. Otherwise, it was supposed to have been like a, recreation. It's supposed to be in a basement, like for, recreation. And then upstairs is actually supposed to be the living part. And thank goodness we did put like a small kitchen down here, so if we were down here, we wouldn't have to go upstairs to cook.
Okay.
I think this is the downstairs picture.
I only got a furnace and an air conditioner 2 years ago. I heated with a fireplace. And
okay.
I've got somebody coming out. It depends on if it rains again, because my house flooded twice during all this stuff, and I've got. Even my downstairs I've got somebody that's going to have to come fix the back because it's rotted, the sheetrock's crumbling in the laundry room, and it's a friend of a friend.
All right, we're still looking at the pictures, and then I'm going to have Wes pull up the past taxes.
Okay. Or previous. A long time ago. I guess it's when I first, it's been years and years ago, somebody actually came out and I was trying to explain to them, and they came in and looked at my house. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. I can't help it. It's home, and I can't do anything about it. And they said, they did somehow like a unfinished property.
Chuck, did you all consider the unfinished area?
I was just looking at the cost here. We've got the physical condition at 40%. Not necessarily the unfinished. They've got the square feet like she talked about. We've got a base area of 1768 and a adjusted area of 3182. Of course, they didn't go inside, or I assume they didn't. But they had it down at 40% good, and they show a 1990 construction, and generally we don't have that low of.
So let's put it this way, my kids, they don't want me to live here. This is my home, but I mean, it just kind of goes back to my friends and my children, and if something happens to me, I mean, they will sell the property, but they will bulldoze the house down. I mean, it's not worth fixing this.
And I wasn't arguing the value. I was just answering his question about the depreciation that...
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, she's got on here $35,000 is what she thinks that should...
$35,000? Where?
No, she's got wrote on her...
her
right here.
Oh.
Application.
That was just a guess, because I think they said it had been valued at 40, and it had gone up from what it was, and then now it really went up. So.
Does the assessor have any recommendations?
Not necessarily. From the picture she's shown us, that sounds like she's got a valid beef, so to speak.
I think she does.
I would consider the 35 as a reasonable thing. I was even thinking it might even go lower, because it doesn't even, if she's got a house that's flooding because it can't even hold the water out, and you can see why with the picture she's shown. Gerald, I'm going to let you work on this, and you've had more.
Well, I'll tell you what. Flooding is a big issue. Yeah. It can cause big problems. You start at 54. I think 30,000 would be reasonable.
30,000? You going to make that in a motion?
Yeah, I'll make that.
We have a motion for $30,000. Do we have a second?
That's gonna make me cry.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now is that
aye?
Good? Aye.
Okay, we've got the board has just approved a $30,000 value or an assessed value. So
thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, and you will be getting a letter from the county clerk stating that it's been reduced.
All right.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
I don't see you crying because she was happy with that.
I think she was happy, but...
I think we're doing good.
Yeah. She's a character.
I think she was surprised.
Bob, this next one is Robert Shantz. I should know him, but I can't place him.
Well, the rest of us do. I know that.
Where do you know him from?
He's a regular customer.
Is it in person?
No, he's calling in.
I think he's... We need to call him.
Yeah, you're supposed to call him?
Yeah.
He's got some real...
He's got what? Issues. Two or three?
We got three. Three. We have 133, 134, and 140.
All in Bluff. Beautiful. You said Tanacomo Highlands.
Yeah.
Is that down T Highway on the right?
Yeah, down the left. You turn left, and then you go down and before you go to where School of the Ozarks and them on that, you turn left again to go down on the bluff.
Well, wait a minute. I'm confused. Where's School of the Ozarks?
School of the Ozarks had a place down there in the river bottoms, and Jimmy Folkerson lived down there.
But the Highlands, that's a subdivision.
Yeah,
on the right side.
It's up on the top.
Yeah, it's about... From 76, East 76, it's 4 or 5 miles down there on the right.
Before you get to the Highlands, you turn off to the left.
There's the Highlands. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about all them...
Little subdivisions.
Little subdivisions.
That's not it.
That's not it. You go to the left.
Oh,
right there on
okay. Because I'm going to say, if you're talking about a little subdivision,
yeah,
there have been more foreclosures in there than about anybody else, any place else
yeah,
in the county.
Yeah.
That's all I've got. On Bob Chance's, that's what Chuck brought into me.
Yeah, you go to folks and just watch the road turn track straight up, and I think it's what's it late for something more?
Hillman. Instead of going straight to Jim's, you turn to the left and go over
Lady
to the
Ladybugs down there, Ladybugs.
You don't go all the way to the lake, though.
Well, it's you're above bluff. The lake. It's on the bluff above the lake.
Right, I know that is.
Got a million-dollar view, kind of.
I wasn't here Friday, that's when he did it, so I don't know
what. What is this? Those are his properties?
That's his properties.
Is this one of them right here? Or
he's got two homes. One of them was his mother's home. I think it's the first one. And his is the second one.
If that's where I'm thinking about, there's some fairly decent-looking houses down there.
It's a. I think they're decent homes.
Yeah.
Used to be a bunch of old cabins and stuff there. You went into an old, an older part of it there, right as you
what
hit
about
the road to turn. The T in the highway is what I'd call T in the road.
Which one?
Okay, I guess we're just going to start. Now we're just talking about 2015-133. Is that where we're going right with this?
Yeah.
All right. He believes it's worth $150,000.
Where does it say worth? $177,000.
All right, I'll go ahead and call him.
Yeah, pull up what the tax history is. That's his house there, isn't it? It's not his mother's, is it?
The last one's his.
Yeah.
And the other one's his now, but that's where his mother lived, I believe.
Uh-huh. That's 133?
Yeah.
So go ahead and call him, man.
Yeah, so you're getting 5% on him, didn't you? 169 to 177.
Hello, Mr. Chance.
Yes.
Hello, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm with the Board of Equalization.
Uh-huh.
And we're calling you in reference to...
Oh, I don't even know where to set the radio off. I'm hurting very bad. Okay.
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 Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling you in reference to a property on 269 Hillman Drive.
Right. 259 Hillman.
I've got 269.
I've got two houses.
Okay, well, let's talk about the 269 Hillman Drive first. And I've got assessed evaluation of $177,455. And I think you're requesting it be assessed at $150,000. Is that correct?
Well, probably something like that. I'm wanting several things, too, though.
Okay. We're looking at your currently. We have our assessor here, and, of course, we have our three other board members. And we are live on the Internet, and we are being recorded. I need to let you know that.
Okay.
Okay? And so we've just pulled up your past tax assessments, and we're looking at those. But you can go ahead if you...
Well, there's several things that I want to do, and I don't know if I do it through you or who do I do, but I think that Taney County, the assessor's office, needs to be investigated criminally.
That they make millions of dollars. I'm 78, can't get out of the house, and, you know, you're ripping me, but you give them free. The Tri-Lake Center, that man's been arrested on dozens of charges. He's not paying anything. Next door to me, there's the National Institute of Marriage. Number one, they shouldn't have built there in the first place. You go down 2 miles of beautiful homes. And at the end there, they let them build. They put 25 cabins there. They have people come in every week, 25 cabins, 50 people. There's more traffic here. And it's right next door to me. They pay no taxes. And they bring liquor in there twice a week. A truck brings liquor in there. Now, how can you say it's a religious place when you're drinking like sluts? So I want an investigation done into that. Number one, it shouldn't have been built, and they're building more. They are building more there. They make money. I commend 2 nights ago, my grandson came in. He drove 12 or 15 cars going down the road, down the road, down the road. There's never been a car here, but when they moved in, now you get traffic is building up. They pay nothing.
Okay, Mr. Shantz, we can. I can only address as the Board of Equalization your property at 269 Hillman Drive. The other issues you can take up with. You can always call the prosecutor and ask for an investigation. But we need to proceed with your property and your assessed evaluation. And,
okay.
Okay. Let's see. Wesley, can we take a look at the location?
Okay. 259.
All right, we're at 269 right now, and then we'll move on to the next.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. How old a home? Oh. How many square feet is this home?
I don't know.
39. How old is the home, do you know?
About 22 years old. Needs a lot of work. New roof. I mean, even my house here, I don't have money to pay for the roof. I fix a little at a time. I mean, you know, it needs new roof. The wood is warped. The house is falling apart. I'm older and I can't handle it and I don't have money to fix it. And you keep going up. The value is going down. And my road, my grandson the other day blew a tire out here. I called up. They're going to, every time it rains, I get no road. I pay taxes. Yeah, they do put a little gravel on my road, but, you know, it's a bad place to live and I wish I never found it here.
Okay, well, do we have any recommendations from the board?
Well, if you're going to charge me taxes, put a little asphalt on my road. I can't drive, and when I do, I can't get down there. I took pictures of it. I put a Time magazine inside one of the holes. And if you're going to raise my value, fix my road.
Is that 177? Is that an increase?
5%.
5%. That's 5%. So what was it before?
It was too high last year. I mean, it's been...
It was 169.
Basically the same.
You know if your appraisers have seen this property?
What was that?
Have you all seen this property?
No. We have years past, I'm sure.
Gerald, can you figure some depreciation on that if he's got 22 years on it and it's really damaged?
Well, 169. It's been that for years. And you put 5%.
It should be lower than 169. With needing a new roof, needing paint, wood, nails sticking out. I mean, but I can't fix it. Everybody wants money to fix it. So, you know, it's deteriorating. Both houses are.
Years. Let's see. 10%, 5%. Well, I'm thinking about going back without the 5% and taking 5% off of that for depreciation. That big as what? That'd be 10% total. Might just take 169, take 95% of that. You come up with that?
You went with the 263. I went with the 271. I don't know, but it's the same.
So what was the number, Ian? You
know? Well, I said
152, 344. Are you going to make that into a motion, Gerald?
Yeah.
Gerald made it into a motion to lower it to 153.44.
152, 344. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mr. Shantz, it was lowered from 177,455 to 152,344.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, your next one we have is 259 Hillman Drive.
Yes, sir.
It's been assessed at $65,268.
Did you get the 10 on it? Should you add it or five?
Five, imagine. Look.
We are on 134. We're looking up some stuff, Mr. Chance.
Right.
He's pulling it up on the screen here. Okay, we...
When was it built?
1992, 14. So, Mr. Shantz, what are you wanting?
Well, a reduction. I mean, I got it back.
I've got a piece of paper here that was submitted to me by the clerk's office stating that you're wanting it brought to $70,000.
That's about, I don't even know if it's worth that, to be honest with you.
Well, we've got you assessed at $65,268. You may want to withdraw this or have us deny it because you're in better shape with what the assessor has assessed at
$65,268. Well, then that's probably about what it, you know. I think it's worth about
$60,000,
but that's, you know,
Bob, you have the option of withdrawing it, and if we deny it, if we vote to deny it, you can take it on the State Tax Commission, but if we, if you want to withdraw it, then it's just done that way. You don't have any option.
Okay, well, then we'll withdraw. You're not too far off. I think it's worth 60, and you're saying it's 65, so that's
just... All right.
Why did you make a motion? We need 9.
Second.
He was just going to withdraw it, but that's all right.
He's withdrawing it.
Yeah, he said he'd withdraw it.
Okay.
It's been withdrawn. Mr. Shantz, the next property we have is 519 Blair Boulevard.
Yes, sir.
And we're pulling it up.
Is that just 5%?
Yep.
What's Bob wanting on this one?
Mr. Shantz, what are you wanting on this piece of property?
What have you got it for?
44,549.
That's what you're saying it's worth?
Yes.
That's what it was assessed at.
It's assessed at that.
Okay. Assessed means what? How much in cash can I get for it at 44?
That's the appraised value. That's what it's appraised for. That's what they're saying you can get for it.
Okay. Well then pass on that then.
So you're going to withdraw from that one?
Right.
Okay.
And you say I've got to go to the prosecutor for a criminal investigation?
Well, you can, I believe you start there and let them, you'd have to visit with them, or you can, that's where I'd start, because if you go to the sheriff, they're going to send you to the prosecutor.
Okay, well, then I'll have to try to find somebody. I haven't driven to Taney County in a long time, so I don't feel good, but I'm going to do that. It's not right what's going on here. Oh. And I understand he lowered his house $40,000. Our assessor did through the state tax commission. $40,000, the value of his house. And he raised everybody else's, and he go down, and his friends go down. That's not right. It's not right. And they're not religious. They drink there. They're drunk. It's 25 couples every week who fight, argue, cuss, use the... Okay.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Shantz.
Thank you, Mr. Schofield.
All righty.
We'll see you then.
All right. Bye.
Mr. Pell, you need to be shaking your boots because you're in trouble.
I am.
Uh-oh.
What do we got?
Next one is 2015-130, Larry Smith, and it's teleconference.
And it starts at 2:30, so.
We're about right.
We're right on time.
Right on time.
And it, yeah, Walnut Shade, it looks like.
Franklin Road. Walnut Shade.
Last two are the same. I think they're the same.
The last two are the same?
I think they're the same people.
Larry Smith and Dwight Spring?
They sure sound different.
Same phone number.
Same number?
Yeah, it is. Same phone number. So. Okay. What are we looking at? 10A.
I know Dwight Sprague, but I don't know where it's been.
This is 130s.
This is 130s.
Yes. And that was a faxed in to us, so that's the reason why.
I can't read it.
I think that's the reason why she didn't scan it in.
Is that all you've got? You can't pull up any history on this particular?
Let me see what we got on for its history. There's no BOE history on it, but we do have previous values.
According to this, Dwight owned it before Larry. Got a sale date of 6/29/15.
Hang on, we're on Bob Shantz here.
Oh.
6/29 this year.
Thank you for catching that.
It shows it went from Dwight to Larry.
You say we're on what?
He had the wrong.
I had the wrong one.
Oh,
he had the wrong
one.
He had pulled up there.
61 to 69. 326 to 360. Is that 5% or 15%?
I'm going to say that they have reassessed this, and so it could be 10% or could even be more.
$326 to $363 is 10%?
It's more than 10%, I believe. I'm putting my number or pencil to it. If you'll excuse me just a minute, I'll go get you some big pictures. You don't have any pictures, do you, Wes?
I don't think so anymore. I got a GIS, that's it.
Okay.
If that's where I think it is, it's down the creek bottom.
Yeah, it's that big lodge.
Bottom land. Yeah. Pretty land down there.
German ranch, I think.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Boy, something we eat during lunch has got me all sneezing.
Them onions.
It's the onions?
If it's in ham and beans, it'd be sneezing out the right head or end.
Shoot me a picture so you know what you're looking at.
Let me go ahead and call him.
Oh, yeah.
You might as well. I mean, the time's up here.
Yep. Hello, Mr. Smith.
This is Sprague.
We've got the same number on these
properties. I'm Mike Schofield with the Board of Equalization.
Oh, yeah.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Dwight Sprague, but Larry Smith is supposed to be here in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Ask him if he wants to handle his part of it. His is right below it.
We can go ahead and move to your part, which is right below.
Okay, it'll be fine. Somebody say I'm sorry I wasn't able to appear in person. I wanted to come over there, but I had a little accident. Kind of walking with a walker right now, so that's why I didn't come over.
Okay.
But, yes. Now let's go to the
7-4
Shade property.
Yeah, I've got 7436 U.S. Highway 160.
Right. It's really, there's not much around there to compare with, except there's a house right next to it.
Oh, before we get started, Mr. Sprague, I need to let you know we are being recorded. We are live over the Internet and through our Taney County website, so I just wanted you to know that.
Okay.
And so, yeah, go ahead.
All right. There's a, like I say, there's not much around there to compare to, except there is a house right by my barn and apartment, and that we can kind of compare to. This was a house that was owned by Carol Jasper, but I don't know who owns it now. Somebody else bought it. But my apartment barn has approximately 3,381 square feet, and theirs has 4,166 square feet, including the new, fairly new barn and shop that they built there with it. And their assessed total valuation is $24,000, and mine is $50,410. I do have more acreage. I've got about 24 more acres than they do. They've got 7.17 acres, and I've got 32 acres. So that would be, you know, a difference there. I realize that. But there's actually, I've got an apartment and a barn. They've got a big two-story home right next to it.
Dwight, how big's your apartment in that barn?
The apartment is about 800 square feet.
Okay. Your best bet on this is to let us break the agricultural barn away from the apartment. The total footage that we used on the barn, the residential part of the apartment will be different. We've already done two of these in BOE where they had living quarters inside the barns.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can't remember how many. We did that. Did we do that one on the $20 a square foot, or how did we do that, Gerald?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. You talking about on the barn? Or?
Yeah, bars, and then the other one that was there that we used. Didn't we use $20, Chuck, on the square footage away from the residence part of it?
Yeah, I think we did.
I don't remember.
That's what we did. How many square feet in your barn area? Yeah, not counting your residence.
Well, he said he had 3,308 square feet. If you take 800 off of there, it'd be 2,508 square feet.
There's another two, Mike. There's a garage with that apartment. That garage is probably 20, so there's another 400 feet with that. That probably should be included with the apartment.
Residential?
Right, that was barn.
Okay. Yeah, 1,200 and something.
1,200, Don.
And then how much?
181. I used 3381 minus 1,200, so that's 2,181.
It'd be like about 2,100 square feet for barn.
Yeah.
2,100 for the barn?
Yeah. 2,100 square feet in the barn.
At $20 a square foot would treat you just the same. Now, I don't know what we do on the residence part of it, but we do the barn part at $20.
So what was that?
That'd be $42,000. Right, $420, you know.
And then we got $1,200, or 1,200 square feet of residential. I don't even have a clue how you figured that. How did we figure that on Barth? Do you remember? Chuck, how did you figure
well,
that? You
barn, just appraised it? Agus.
You appraised that on, how did we split that on?
I don't know what we did, but I'm thinking around $60 for the
resident.
For the residence.
FYI, this has been as a res
the entire time,
except for some of the land as ag.
How much res have you got?
In 2007, it was 244. Stayed that until 2011, it went to 237, and your year it went to 263. The ag land's been the same except for the 5% that came up this year.
So it went from 244 down to 237.
Down to 237, and back up to 263 this year.
I wonder what the rationale was that went down.
I just wonder if that residential part was broken out then. As far as they got the whole building on res. The
whole building's on res.
Yeah. Have you got $60 on 1,200 square feet of the res? How much is that ring?
74.4 is what I ain't come up with.
$42 on me.
I'm sorry, that's $72,000. And then $42,000 on the 2,100 square feet on the barn at $20.
42 and 72.
I come up with a total of 116,400.
Yeah.
And then you have to do the value of the ag land.
And how many acres of land are we talking about now?
32 acres.
That, the ag land on that you've got on here is too small, isn't it, Chuck? And it got $3,500 from the land?
That's the residential land.
That's the residential part of it. That's the value that James had on for a site prep. Should be $10,000 at probably the minimum, but
What did you have, what did you figure it was worth on appraised?
On appraised value?
Yeah.
I'd say probably land, billing, and everything, probably 230.
Does the board have a...
Well, if you figure 74 and 42, that's 116.4.
Okay.
And you figure, what, how many acres? 32 at 5,000 acres, that's 155. So that's 211,000. And that might be a little bit low, because that's pretty good land.
What I know your fence has deteriorated a lot, but what's your fence worth down there?
Right now, it's not worth anything. It's all posts of rock. That's got a big deal on that. But if it was a good fence, that fence probably cost $40,000.
So that's probably where the previous assessment, if you added what we figured up there and then had the, so the 237, that's probably where the previous assessment come from, was the value of the fence on the top of the land.
Right.
I don't think we put fence on anything, Danny. I don't think James did.
Well, I mean, just probably added to the value of the land is what I'm saying.
You probably didn't even consider the fence, did you?
We don't put fences on. Best of my knowledge.
But that's a pretty good fence down there, as I recall.
Oh, yeah, it's very nice. But I don't think we put fence into the value anywhere.
Well, that 211, he says around 230,000.
Yeah, I think
that'd
be close.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we go to 230,000.
We have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mr. Sprague, it's been reduced to $230,000 from $266,313. And you'll be getting a letter in the mail.
All right. Has Larry showed up yet?
I said we didn't know it, but I called over there and we didn't know we was having this until about 11 o'clock this morning, and he's trying to get down here. The reason I went ahead, I just sold that to him 1st of July, and I didn't know when I fill this out, you know, what his name would show up on that, but the main thing, of course, he paid $300,000 for it. I'll tell you what the sale price was, so that's a pretty good indication there. I'm sure what the tax is going to be, but he needs to be here to testify this, but I think there was 45 days so far this year that he wasn't able to get mail, and he's been in there where he couldn't get out 20-some days, and there's a few days that he could go back on the back way and come out over by Forsyth, so he feels like, and I agree with him, that his taxes should be lowered until he gets some kind of bridge or some kind of access in there to where he's not trapped and he can get his mail. You got to go across that slab there around Mountain Drive to get to it.
You say he paid $330,000?
No, he paid $300,000. And it was increased. 2014 tax of $29.92 over what?
and they've been increased to 33, 37, 33. I tried to get in last year and let you guys look at them, but they told me all I could fit in there was three properties. So there was two properties last year, and this is the two here that I didn't able to present to you last year.
Well, I don't know how we consider that the bridge and all that can't get to it. I don't know.
You know, they can't make that a subdivision or anything in there until they get some kind of bridge put in there, access to it. But, you know, it's just, I think there ought to be some kind of something that were, you know, if he can't, you know, he can't, like I said, he can't get the mail to him, and a lot of times he can't get out of there. So I think we ought to be able to get some kind of relief on his taxes until that's done.
Chuck, you got, is that 326 and the 363, is that 5%? That's more than 5%, isn't it? 35% would be 15, a little over, about $17,500, wouldn't it?
363.
At least 10%. So they've been, well, I know they've been out there because I passed, did you all get to see the picture?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That these?
No, that's the one you just did.
Yeah.
Well, one of them wasn't, because I seen a swimming pool on it.
So they've been out there and reassessed it. So it's more than 10%.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Yeah.
It's more than the five, more than 10.
So I don't know if they found things that weren't on or what was happening there, but.
That's it right there.
The reason I'm still interested in it is because they already took out my taxes for 2015 out of the clothing settlement, which was, I think, $1,400 and some, so that's why I'm still involved with it. But I've already paid 2015 taxes. I mean, they took it out of the clothing.
Is this any kind of a family sale or anything?
Well, he's an ex-son-in-law. I don't know if he called it a family sale or not. You know, I've had it for sale for about 7 years. That's the only offer I've had on it. Everybody's afraid of it because of that river creek getting to it.
Can you not get to it from the H Highway side?
Yeah, there was a few times there was 8 or 9 days you couldn't even get out that way so far this year. But I think it was 40-some days here when they wouldn't deliver mail to it. The mailman couldn't get across there.
Well, let's go back and look at those assessed values. It was at 326 and it's gone to 363.
What'd you say there?
I'm just recommending go back to 326. 326,066. Which is what it's been for several years.
You want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
He's wanting to go back to the 326 there.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Mr. Sprague, we're going to, I guess you let Larry know that it was reduced down to $326,066, and that you'll be getting a letter in the mail. And of course, if you all aren't happy, if he's not happy with that, he can take it to the State Tax Commission and be heard.
Tell me again, what'd you do?
We reduced it from $363,705 to $326,066.
Okay. All righty, I'll fill it.
All righty.
Okay, once you got it done.
All righty, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
That's everything for the day.
I want to ask him how he raises horses. Don't he raise horses?
Yeah.
He runs them down in Hot Springs.
Used to, yeah. We're done. I guess we recess for the day.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and recess until tomorrow.
And we've gotten...